12 lines in the bottom of Daf Kuf Mem Gemara and Beis after the Mishnah, and the Mishnah begins. Reuven dies, and he left over sons, and they were gedolim as well as the ketanim. The gedolim and ketanim did not yet split up this estate. Hespichu gedolim and senachosim, and the gedolim who are able to go out and do business, they improved the value of the land and the value of the estate. Hespichu lemtza, then that additional value would be split evenly between all the brothers. And even though the ketanim did not do any work, they didn't cause this improvement. However, they will also receive the benefit of the improvement, and they will split evenly with their brothers. And the Rashbam points out that the Gemara will explain that we're specifically talking about a scenario where the money that was used in order to improve the estate, money that belonged to the estate, therefore any profits would belong equally to the entire estate. However, if the older brothers actually did Tiach Yaseira, and they actually worked very hard, they made improvements that the Ketanim couldn't have done by themselves, or if they used their own money in order to make these improvements, then the profits would not be split evenly. The ketanim would not have right to share in the profits. Mishnah continues that even if the brothers used the assets and the money of the estate in order to make improvements, but if the brothers specified to the ketanim in front of Edim, or they say in front of Bezin, or in front of Vetziba, that you should see that this is what our father left us, and we really want to split up the estate, and we don't want to continue sharing in the estate, whatever profits that come out, we want to keep for ourselves, then as Rashbam states, for this Atzlo Bezdin Lachloik, and Bezdin is lazy, or they don't go immediately and split up the estate, Oz Hashpichu L'Atzman, then the profits would belong to the brothers, and there's Machlekes Rishonim as to what this means. Some say that all the profits would belong to the brothers that made these improvements. However, other Rishonim explain that although it's true that whatever Shvach comes from their Chelik, they would receive, but regarding the Shvach that comes from the Ketanim's Chelik, they would only have a right to the profits, just like when an individual is Yoyel Tech Stech Haver Shaloi Bershus, and as the Mishnah states that they said in front of Bezdin, Hare Anu Isav Eichlin, then the din is Hishbichu L'Atzman. And the Mishnah continues and says a very similar din, V'chein Isha Sheshbichas and Chosim Hishbichu L'Atzma. Similarly, if when Reuven died, Reuven left over his sons, and he also left over his wife, and as the Gemara will explain, that his wife was also Yerush together with his sons, as for example, Reuven said, that I want my wife to be a Yerush and to receive some part of my assets. And once again, if she's Mashpiach, the assets, she used the resources of the estate in order to mashpiach the assets, and all the profits would be split evenly between all the heirs, meaning the children of Reuven as well as his wife. However, in Amra, if Rachel says, "Ru'u mashniach li baili," then you should see what my husband left me, and really I want to split up the two sabayis, and I want to take my share. Therefore, you should know that if I improve the property, I want to keep the profits for myself, then ashpich la'atzma, then since she already made this known to Bezdin and to Edim, then she would be able to keep any profits. As we previously explained, the same machlekes Rishonim would apply in this scenario as well, and the Gemara will ask, what is the chiddush of the second part of the Mishnah? And the Rashbam points out that when the Gemara stated that the woman would be able to keep the shvach for herself, that is only talking about a scenario if this woman is not receiving support from the children and from the estate. However, if she received any support from the estate, she would not be able to receive the shvach. The Tanan, and as we learned in the Mishnah, Masechtas Ksubos, and then any of her Maisi Deim belong to the estate, and therefore in this case the din would not be a Shpichel Atzma, and instead it would be a Shpichel Emtza. Ayin Teizid Dibel Maschel V'Shpichel G'doylim HaShvach LeEmtza Perish Rivam Duha Din G'doylim U'G'doylim. Even though in the first scenario of the Mishnah gave an example where there were G'doylim and Ketanim, however the same din would apply. Reuven died and all his sons that survived him were already G'doylim. However, the Mishnah is talking about the normal scenario where the G'doylim are the ones that generally will try to improve property, and the Ketanim will not do so. However, if all the children are G'daylim, then they have the same opportunity to improve the property. Taisa continues, as it's not similar to a person that's or to a shutif that goes and does work in a sada and it's considered like he's Yair B'Shus. Certainly in those cases, he's not Meichel's Techa to his friend. Therefore, certainly he has a right to be compensated. But since in our Mishnah we specifically talk about brothers, therefore they will be meichel a small amount of techa to each other, and that's why the Mishnah stated hashvach le'emtza. And let's point out that we mentioned machlekes rishonim b'negei the second case in the Mishnah of im amru u'mashinich lanu abba harei onu esav eichlan mishbichol atzman. One of those shitas is the shita of the Ri that Taisus brings down in the middle of Taisus diva maschel v'im amru u'mashinich, and Taisus states akin nil Ri kapir shrivam the shvach shashbiach mikol nechasim havi shaloi v'leidomid liyar tichstich chaver shaloi b'shush. But in our Mishnah, if the Gedolim would not have caused the value of the property to go up, the Ketanim would not have the ability to do so, and therefore the Gedolim receive all of the profit, and it's not shared at all. It could be that that's why the Mishnah speaks about a case of Gedolim Ketanim. However, Ayin Bach is Hey that brings down Ayin Bashri Shenosin Tam Gam LeGedolim UGedolim. Therefore, once again, really the Mishnah could have given us an example, even where all the children were Gedolim, and didn't necessarily have to be a scenario of Gedolim Ketanim, as Tosfos pointed out before. Let us begin our Gemara, and the Mishnah mentioned Hinich Banim Gedolim Ketanim Hishpichu Gedolim Senachosim Hishpichu LeEmtzah, and the Gemara states Amar Chaviva Breid Rav Yosef Breid Rava Mishmedi Rava Loishano Al Sheshavchu Nachosim Achmas Nachosim. The only time that a Mishnah stated that Hashvach LeEmtzah is only if when the brothers made this improvement, they used the actual resources of the estate. They didn't use their own money to improve the property. However, Avol Shavchu Nachosim Machmas Atzman Hishpichu LeAtzman. However, if the Gedolim went and they used their own assets, and either they used their own money or they were matriach a lot, that is the only reason why the property is improved. Even if they didn't inform Bezdin or inform Edim that they were going to improve the property, the Shvach would be LeAtzman, and they would keep all the improvements. Ayin Rashbam at the bottom of Amid El Sheshavchu Nachosim Machmas Nachosim LeTarchoiv LeYitziu Mishlam Klum Alim Nichse Avim Sachu Poilim VeShpichu Anachosim. However, Machmas Atzman Shechafu VeNatu VeSachu Mishlam VeLoy Mishal Avim. If they used their own resources, they actually dug and they planted and they didn't hire other workers, the Oza Shvach LeAtzman, then all the profits would belong to them. Therefore, based on this Gemara, there are actually two ways that the din is Hashvach LeAtzman. Number one, if they were matriach from their own resources or they themselves did the work, then the din is Hashvach LeAtzman. And number two, even if all the resources that they used were from the estate, but the Maisa, they actually informed the estate and they informed Bezdin that they will work and they want to keep the profits, as the Maisa, they want to split up the assets already, then the din would also be Hashvach LeAtzman. And the Gemara continues, Eini, how can you say that this is true? Rabbi Chanina stated, Afilu Leinich Lebabim, Elu Daini, even if when Reuven died, he only left over a bar and its cover. The benefit of this cistern is that the children could sell the right to the water to people that need the water in order to water their fields. And Rabbi Chanina continues, then this scenario, since the Gadol did not tell Bezdin and did not tell Edim that he wants to split up the assets, and he didn't tell them that he's going to go and sell the water, the din is that he has to split any profits with the rest of the estate and with the younger brothers. Gemara asks, the only way to make profits with the cistern is only to make sure that no one steals the water, and therefore the older brothers have to actually stand guard by this pit and make sure that no one steals the water, even though the brothers are actually doing their own work. Bihemiah teaches us that Eschala Emtza, we just learned in the name of Rava, that as long as the brothers do their own work, then they would actually not split the schar with their brothers, and the schar would be la'atzmam, even if they don't inform Bezdin and they don't inform Edim. And Ayin Rashbam who explains, Machmas Atzmahu Shemisham Isra Gdelim, Vitzrich and Laman al Gaba, Penyah Hefka, Lachol Shoyeve Mayim, and Ayin and Rabbeinu Geshem on the bottom of Daf Kupmem Gimel Mabez, who explains, Shetzar Tamilu Nakis Habal, Chasesai, Shalipo Bezevel, Kadishikru Bede Adam Mayim Nakim, Yasub Rotzain, the Alpha Pekin, Shagdelim Tarkaboy, Hain Ba'atzman, Umanakana Isai, Misham Isai, Haskala Emtsa. Gemara answers that really Rav is correct. If the brothers actually use their own money or they do some work which takes an expert and takes a gadol to do that work, then certainly the din would be haschala atzmam. However, shani yadainu l'trusu davida, but the dainu is different, as the only thing that's required is to guard it. If afilu k'tanim nami matzu mitri la, and even young children can guard a bar. And since there was no major specialty in this work, therefore, even though the gedolim are actually watching it and they're doing their own work, but the maisa, that's not enough for the din to be haschala atzman. Instead, any profits that they receive would be split with the entire estate and even with the younger children. Ayin Rashbam, who states the Terusa Vida, Ein Tzrich Leitzir Mishlen Klum Alav El Lashamrei, VeGam Haktanim Yichoyin Lashamrei. Some of Farshim explain that since Rashbam states that Tanim could also guard it, so if there would be a child that would be an infant and couldn't guard it, maybe the Lacha would not be the same. However, others explain that all the Gemara means is, as we explain, that it's not a specialized Avodah, therefore that's not enough of a work that the Din should be Haschala Atzman, and even if the Ketanim were babies and they were infants, the din still will be Haschala Emsa. We explain the word of Daini based on the Rashbam that states Bar v'kisuya v'seichun oisa l'hashke sadar mimeimav. However, Ayin Teisa diva maschal Daini that he brings Rabbeinu Tam shu kli gavoy and some sort of a plank which acted as a lookout point which was able to be rented to others in order that he should be able to guard and watch the fields. And Gemara continues and quotes for the next part of the Mishnah. As we explained, in a scenario where the Gedolim are actually using the resources of the estate and they're actually not doing the work and they hired Poilim and they mashpiach the kaka, then the Shvach would be la'atzman unless they inform Bezdin or they informed Edom that they really want to split up the estate. They also inform them that they will go and try to be mashpiach the field, then the Shvach would be la'atzman. The Gemara tells us Reb Safra Shavu Kavu Azuzi, Reb Safra's father died and he left him money, and he also had brothers, Shuklinu, Abu Iska, and Reb Safra took the money and he made a business deal with it and he profited. Asu Ache Tavu Bedina Kamed Rava, and Reb Safra's brother came and he would tevei Reb Safra to a din Taira in front of Rava, and Amaluhu, and Rava said to them, Reb Safra Gav Rabu, Reb Safra is a great Talmud Chacham, he's someone that Terasuhum Nasai, and therefore they Shavu Girsay Vitarach Achrine, that certainly he wouldn't leave his learning if he's going to be Matriach for others, and the only reason why he went and he was Matriach in order to profit was certainly only for himself, even though he didn't actually say to Bezdin that he's going to try to make profits with the father's money. It's as if he went in front of Bezdin and he said so, and as Gilu Musa, he was only going to try to profit for himself and not for the entire estate. And as Rashbam states, the lashon of the Yad Rama is the Tzuvah Rabbanon Kol Ma'aseh L'Shem Shemayim V'Leitarach B'Derech Eretz El Chadechayav Ki Heichad Lo Litzdarach L'Mazayin Lo Batul Megirsei Avol L'Mitrach L'Achrinei Lo Batul Megirsei. The Gemara continues and quotes from the Sefer of the Mishnah: Isha Sheshbiches Nechasim Hishbich Le'Amtza. That if a woman received the Yerusha from her husband and she received the Yerusha together with her children, and she then goes and causes the property to increase in value, then that Shvach and the profit would be split evenly with the estate. And the Gemara asks, Isha B'dichsi Yasmi Maya Vidta, what does the Isha have to do with the Nechasim of the Yisayimim, and what Shaykhs does he have to be Yerush any Nechasim together with the Yisayimim? As certainly if a father dies, his wife is not Yerush him, and it goes directly to his sons. If he doesn't have sons or grandsons from his sons, then it would go to his daughters. The Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Yemiya B'Isha Yereshes, that the Mishnah is talking about a case where this woman was one of the Yerushim. And Rashbam brings down two different examples, and in the second example he says, Oisha Amar Baylo Titel Ishti Ke'echem Min Abanim, or in a case where Reuven said that I want my wife to receive an inheritance together with the children, and she should receive one chelik together with my sons, and therefore Meshpichas and Chosim Pirsha La'atzma Loi Pirsha Hashvach La'emza. Then the din is similar to the first case in the Mishnah where we Zaniach Banim G'dayl M'Ktanim. If she does this Stama and she doesn't use her own assets, she doesn't do her own work, then certainly the Shvach is La'emza, and she would split any profits together with the estate and together with Reuven's children. However, if she was Pirsha and she said, Re'u Mashenich Li'Bayli Harayini Oisav Eicheles, then Hashpich La'atzma. Once we finish this sugya, we will go back and we will read the first part of Rashbam. And the Gemara now asks, that L'Chari, if it's talking about a case where this woman was a Yerish, then Pshita, then L'Chari, why should this be different than the first case of the Mishnah? And the Gemara answers, Ma'ar Tema, as one may have thought, Kivin Lav Da'akal Mitrach, that since it's not the Derech for a woman to go and be Matriach, Afagab Le'Parish, Kamoy De'Parish Dami, and even though she didn't specify that she's going to be Mashpiach the Kaka, and she didn't say it in front of Bezin or in front of Edim, it's as if she said it, and it should be like this in Ansadi, and similar to the scenario of Rav Safra, Kamash Blon, that we don't say this B'negei a woman, and L'maisa she had to say in front of Bezdin that if I'm going to be Mashpiach, I want to make sure that all the profits would be my own, and I won't have to share it with the estate. And let's go back to Rashbam, do a Masal Isha Maya Vidta, as the Gemara's question was, that if she's not a Yerush, then what shaykhs does she have to improving the estate? And certainly if she improves the estate, it doesn't belong to her. And as Rashbam says, either she has a right to receive a ksuba and she could leave and she wouldn't have any connection to the state, and if she doesn't want to collect a ksuba, she wants to receive support from the Yisayimim as per the Tanai ksuba, she's entitled to support until she gets married or until she collects a ksuba. But a maisa at that point, if she'd be working in the field, then her maisa dayim will belong to the children, and therefore she wouldn't have any right to any part of this maisa dayim and any part of the profit. And the Gemara answered, "Be Ishi Yereshes." And we already explained the second pshat of Rashbam. Rashbam's first example is Kegoyin Shenasa Reuven Bas Shimon Achiv Umesu. This scenario could occur in a scenario where Reuven married his niece and he married his brother Shimon's daughter. Then both Reuven and Shimon died. Yosha b'nei Reuven b'ashimen as nechse Yaakov avi avien, and then Reuven and Shimon's father Yaakov died, and now Rachel, as well as the children, Yashin from Yaakov. Rachel Yashin, the portion of her father Shimon from the estate of Yaakov. Reuven's children also Yashin a chelik and a portion of Yaakov's estate, as the mice that are Reuven's children. This scenario, we now find that Reuven's children, as well as Reuven's wife, are partners in this estate, and if Reuven's wife now goes and increases the value of this property, then it then is Haschal Emsa, as the Gemara explained. Ayin and Taisa Dino Maschal B'Ishi Ereshes Uktsas Kosha Lishna Deru'u Mashinech Libailoi, that Lefizeh, it's a bit schwer, as the Mishnah's Lashon was, that Rachel will say, you should look at the estate that my husband left me, the Mashma de Yoshim Ebailo V'Loim Yaakov, and it's Mashma that a Yerusha came from the estate of her husband, and not from the estate of her father-in-law. Based on this question, Taisus brings down another example, and then at the end of Taisus brings down the second Pshat Rashbam as well. The Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah, Vim Amra, however, if Rachel received the Yerusha together with Reuven's sons, and she stated, then she would keep the profits for herself, and she wouldn't have to split it with the rest of the Yerushim. The Gemara is Pshita, the Lachari is Pashit, that since they Yashin together, and she said, then certainly Shvach is La'atzma. The Gemara answers, Maru Tema, Kiv Neshvichal Amilsa, the Amri, Katarchi Kamayasmi, Achuli Akla, Kamashvalon, that one may have thought that since there is a benefit for this woman to go and be Mashpich the Kaka on behalf of the Yisaimim, as people will say, that look how Choshe this woman is, that she's going and helping out and supporting these Yisaimim, and she's taking care of all of the assets, and therefore maybe she's Meichel any profits, and she would have to share with the Yisaimim, Kamashvalon, that since she stated to Bezdin, or she told Edim, then the profits would belong to her. She is not meichel to the other yisaimim. She doesn't have to share any part of the profit with the other yarshim. Rashbam is bothered that how could Gemara have a havmina of chuli achla if lemaisa she said hareini oisveicheles. And Rashbam explains in diba maschal chuli achla bechazuba masha amr tchila hareini oisveicheles kamash blon that she's not chayza from that. And certainly she meant to say hareini oisveicheles and I want to keep all the profits for myself. Gemara continues with a new din. Amar Chanina, Rav Chanina teaches us, Hamasi Isha l'bnei gadol b'bayis kanoi v'dafka gadol v'dafka besula v'dafka ishtu rishayna v'dafka shesir rishayin. And if Yaakov married off his oldest son in a house, then the oldest son would be koined at home. As Rashbam explains, Takanos Chachamim v'hilchusel boi taimah kol kamon, and this is based on Takanos Chachamim and Tehilchusel boi taimah, as we will see later on, u'b'mesechus gittim mikminla k'gigin sheyesh la'ovu be'ir bayis achlado boi, that certainly we're talking about a case where the father has another house, and this was not his residence, even though it's a hilchus of leitaima. But the svara behind this is that lemaisa, a father is so happy that his son's getting married, and that his oldest son is getting married, that he's gomer makne, and he wants his son to have this bias. And really, the only thing that's a hilchus of leitaima is as to how this works, as lemaisa, the son did not make a kinyan. Rav Chanina also taught us that it is dafka by his oldest son, and it has to be that his oldest son married a basula, and it has to be that this is his first wife. This oldest son had to get married first, and it can't be that there was another child got married before this oldest son. And as Rashbam states, B'chi haigavna, chobav leitvei, v'gomu maknalei, Gemara continued, Pshita, that's Pashtas, yichlei ovev bayis valia, that the father set aside for the chasna, a house which also had an attic, bayis kona, liya leikona, then certainly since the chasna takes place in the house, so the son is only coined in the house, but he's not coined in the attic. The Gemara has a shayla, bayis v'chasad remau, let's say the father set aside a house, and in front of the house, there was some sort of a porch area, and lemaisa, even though the actual chasna did not take place in the chasadra, but in order to reach the bayis, you have to walk through the chasadra. So the chasadra should be part of the house, and that should be connoted to the son. What do we say that lemaisa, the only thing that father gives the son is the actual house and not the chasadra? The Gemara continues with another shayla, and the Rashbam explains that this shayla is based on intim slema, that if you're going to say that in the case of bayik chasadra kono, that the son is kono even the chasadra, haynu mechshum the chasadra mechshum lebayis. That's because the chasadra is considered part and parcel of the home. But the Gemara now is, let's say there was a row house and the actual chasna took place in the inner house, and now the son wants to take both of the homes, so maybe in this case we would say that the son is only entitled to the area where his chasna took place, but not to the outer home. Or would we say that since lemaisa, in order to get to the inner home, you have to walk through the outer home, so that would be included as well, and the son would be clean of both of these houses. The Gemara is not pushing to Shaila, and the Gemara ends off Teku, and Ayin Rabbeinu Gershom, who states, Bayis Kona Aliyah Lekona, Mishun the Bayis Lechud, Valiyah Lechud, Aliyah Le Mishtabel Bayis Klal, And we end off with the teku. The Gemara continues that Rav Chanina just told us from Masi Ishel Bnei Gadol Bebayis Konoi that the son is koin in his house, but Mesvei Aliasku Shailav and Brisa, as the Brisa states, Yichle of a bias of Kli Bayis, that if a father sets aside a house for his son's chasana, Kli Bayis Kono, then the son is koin in the kelim, but bias like Kono, but the son is not koin in the bias. That's against the din of Rav Chanina. Gemara answers Om Rabbi Yemiya, and let's keep in mind that maybe that's why this Gemara is in our sugya, as we saw Rav Chanina set a din, and Rabbi Yemiya is coming to answer, and we also saw Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yemiya on this daf. Rabbi Yemiya explains that even though the father had another house in this town, and this house should go to the oldest son, but since the father used this home as a storehouse, therefore the father never meant to give it to his son. Therefore, even though the oldest son got married in this home, the son is not cleaning the home, and he's only cleaning the Kli Bayis. And the Dvar is bothered that why did the Gemara just answer that we're not talking about his oldest son, and that's why he wasn't cleaning the Bayis. But if it would be his oldest son, then he would be koin the bias as well. And Zokter Ritva, that we see from here, that if it's not his oldest son, then not only would he not be koin the bias, but he wouldn't even be koin the Kli bias, Ayin Shum. Gemara continues that not only is this din stated when the father used it as a storehouse, and he was actually using it for a lot of items, but this halacha would also apply even where there are other items that are being stored in this house, as that Doi Amri, Afilu Shevcha Dioine, even if the father left the dovecote and left the pigeon's nest in this home, that the son is not koino. Yehudu Rapapi Amri, Afilu Atzitza Dehasno, and Yehudu Rapapi states that even if he left a pot of fried fish, the father's Megaladas, they didn't want to give the bias to his son. Gemara continues with the story of Mazutra Ansubay Labrei. Mazutra was marrying off his oldest son, Vitolle Sandlo, and he hung up his sandals in the house in order to make sure that people realized they're not giving the house away to his son. And Rav Ashi Nazbe Labrei, and Rav Ashi married off his oldest son, Vitolle Ashisha de Mishra, and he hung up a cup of oil in the house to show people that he wasn't giving over the house to his son and he wanted to retain the house for himself. And the Mefarshim explained that this cup of oil was empty, as if it would have been full, then it could be that people would think that he actually wanted to use it for the Suda, and therefore that wouldn't be a good enough simon. As the Rashi states, V'tali Ashish de Mishra, Pirish Shahi Rekon, V'lehi Yitzarach L'Suda. Ban points out, Mazutra Ansubay Labrei, V'tali Sandva, Pirish Kalhu L'Glasses Kane, that was very easy for him to do so, U'chidei Shira Kol Asa Kane, She'ilu Ratz Lahir Eid. And certainly the best answer is to go over to Edim and to tell them that you should know that even though I'm making a chasla for my oldest son in this house, I'm not being makna the house to him. Ayin Shum. Gemara continues on Mazutra. Mazutra stated, Hani Tlas Mila Shaviv Rabbanon Kilkasoy Taimor. These three ideas were stated by Rabbanon, as Rashi Mesechta's Gittin states, they're considered like Halacha Meshim Sinai, and as Tosis in Mesechta's Gittin states, that even though we could understand the reasoning behind it, but we don't understand how the mechanics actually work, as we're not sure exactly how they're going to be koina. One of the three, Chodah, the first one is Ha, is the din that we just stated, that when an oldest son gets married in a home, and there's an umdah, the father gave over the house to his son, and he was makin the house to his son, and even though there wasn't actual kinyan. And the second case is the din that we had in Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph, the Amr Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, Rabbi Yehuda stated in the name of Shmuel, HaKlesu Kol Nechas Al Ishtai, if a Shchimra gave a gift to his wife of all of his assets, Lo Yasa Ela Apotropo, that he didn't really mean to give her all his assets, he just wanted to make her an apotropis, and he wanted to make her a trustee over the estate, in order that their children should be mechabed their mother, as they know that the mother is holding the purse strings. As Rashbam previously stated on Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph, the oimer the dasu the ena the meneches bana v'nesens hakol ishtoi v'neskaven al lasis apotropo kedei sheyuchalkul ban of kavod mishum de ukavu in the chasib brishusa lefansim hem kefi oimer daita v'yu kufin law. And Rashbam states that Agamor will state that hani klasim mili the shavid rabban kelchus oblei taima the Divrei Nevuahim, as these are considered like Divrei Nevuah. The Gemara continues, and Idach, and what is the third halacha, which is Hilchos Lebei Taima, is the Amr of Huna Amr Rav, Manli Biotcha Tneo Leplein B'mamet Shloshten Kona, that if Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are standing around, and Shimon is holding a pekadon for Reuven, or Shimon owes money to Reuven, and Reuven says to Shimon, and instead of giving this money to me, I want you to give this to Levi, then Levi is Kona, and even though no kinyan was made, and there were no Edim there, as Rashbam states, Kona, Kach Tekun Chacham, Lefisha Dovet Tod, this is something which occurs frequently. Therefore, the Chacham stated that Levi is Koina even without a proper Kinnin, and even though there are an Edom there that would witness this transaction. And let's remember, as we pointed out, that even though in all of these three cases we gave explanations as to why the Chacham said it, but Maisa, when the Gemara states it's Hilchos Blei Taima, that the actual reason why this Kinnin would work is actually Hilchos Blei Taima, and Ayin Taisis the Banan Omek Hilchos Blei Taima, Ksas Tam Yesh, the Kivin Shapinas Abayas, as since the father cleared out this house, some Chedai to the Ben, so the son was Semich Das on this gift, Vigam Inle on the Lodur, and he also doesn't have another place to live, so Svaru Shinaslai, Mechain Hakkaisa Kol Nechasal Ishtoi, Oilu Bnoi, Mistamlo Litan Lon Eskabin, Al Chabda, Shlohim Minir Bona, Bibloi Klum, Vimai Mishloshan Lai Ratsu Chacham, La Triach Lavi Eden, Velasis Kinin, the Mistama Kimisha Omalai, Vimai Mishloshan, Hiknala Lagamri, Ayin Sham. We continue with the new Mishnah on Dafkup Mem Dalam Abays, and the Mishnah states, Achan Ashutfim, that if there are brothers that still did not split up the estate, and therefore the Shutfim, Shinuffle Echamel Lumnis, and one of them was given a job by the government in order to collect taxes, Nuffle Emsa, then the only reason why he was chosen by the government is not because of his status, but was because of the father. Therefore, all profits would be shared evenly between all the brothers, and the Rishonim explained that this is only talking about a scenario where the brother doesn't have to do much work, and he only has to collect taxes, and there were great profits. However, if there would be a scenario where his brother actually would have to do a lot of tircha, and he would have to work very hard in order to make this profit, then he would have right to those profits. And the Mishnah continues, Chol v'nisrapa, nisrapa mishal atzma, and some explain that this is a new clause of the Mishnah, and just teaching us that even though brothers have a right to receive mezonos from the estate, however, if one of the brothers gets sick, and as the Gemara will explain, and he got sick because he was a pesheya, and for example, he went out in the cold without protecting himself properly, and the estate would not pay for his doctor bills. However, if he got sick by inus, then the estate would pay for his doctor bills, just like the estate pays for mezonos and for all of their support. The Rishonim explained that the second clause of the Mishnah is actually going back on the first case of the Mishnah, and the Mishnah is teaching us, even though this brother actually went out and worked, and he made profits for the estate, but if this brother gets sick because of a pshia, then even so, the estate would not pay for his medical bills. However, if he would get sick by inus, then the estate would pay for his medical bills. However, Lefidis Rishonim, if any of the other brothers got sick, even if they got sick by inus, then they would not be able to receive their medical bills from the estate, and the only thing they're entitled to take from the estate is only the cost of the mezonos and not medical expenses. The Gemara begins that when our Mishnah stated, Achan Shifrim Shinafel Echem Men Umnis, Nafel Emsa, Tana, we learned in the Braisa, Hai Umnis, that the Umnis that we're referring to is not a regular job, but the Umnis HaMelech, we're referring to a case where the king appointed this brother and he appointed this family to be the tax collectors at this time, and it used to be that the king would have a round robin, the job of being the tax collector for a town would be given to various families, and this month he gave it to this family, and since the reason that he became a tax collector, not based on this brother's specific skills, but it's based on the fact that he was part of his family, therefore any schar would belong to the entire family and would belong to the estate. And as Rashbam and Mishnah explained, Umnus HaMelech, Shemachbis Aviv Nafal Umnus Du, Shekem Minag HaMelech, Maimim Baizah Muchas Chodesh Echad, Baizah Chodesh Echad, V'chem Mikol Bati Ir, and therefore Nafal Emtsa, Kozman Shekonim B'tfus HaBayis, HaRevach Emtsa, Shevich Zeh B'um Nasai. However, as Rashbam points out in the Gemara, Ava Umnus Acher, Shenafal Bama Atzmai, HaRevach Shaloi, however, if the older brother gets a job which has nothing to do with the family, then certainly that's based on his own skill, therefore certainly he would retain all the profits. And the Gemara brings a similar brisa, Tanur Rabbanan, Echem and Achen Sheminu Gabai El Pumustus, that if one of the brothers was appointed as the Gabai for taxes, or he was appointed as one of the officers of the king, in Machus Achen La'achen, if it's based on being part of the family, then any profits would be split with the estate, but if he had his particular skill, and that's why he was appointed, then he would keep all the profits. Rashbam explains, Pumustus is a shaita, is an officer, Rabbeinu Chananel Pirish Pumustus, Leichum Chameis, is referring to a soldier, which comes from a Lashon Yavain. Rashbam states, Machmas Achen, Kaminig Ha'ir, Lekachas Mikol Bayis, Shaita Echad, Lefiaz Manakavua, Ilechidush Elishana, and this is the Minig HaMakim, where the draft was done, that they would take one member of each family for a month or for a year. However, Machmas Atzmai, Machmas Chashivusai, Umachas Charifusai. Gemara continues and asks, In Machmas Achen La'achem Pshita, that if it came because of the family, then it's split between the entire family, Lechir Das Pashit, and the Gemara answers, Leitzricha, the Chir Tzvei, that even though this brother was the sharpest of the family, and you would think that he was chosen based on his charifas, that this job is given to each family, and therefore he has to split any profits with the rest of the family, and he shares equally with the entire estate. The Gemara continues, if one of the brothers takes $200 from the estate in order to travel and go learn Torah or to learn a business, the brothers could say to him that if you would be together with us and you'd be living together with us, then you have a right to mezainis. But if you're not living with us, then you don't have a right to mezainis and you have to give the $200 back. The Gemara is that if it costs $200 to live, then it doesn't make a difference where he is and why shouldn't he receive $200 in any place that he's living. And the Gemara explains that there's a raya to the concept of Rav Huna, the Amr Rav Huna, Bechsa Bayis Beruba, as Rashbam explains, that the brothers could say to him, that if you'd be living amongst us, then there'd be a special mazel, we would have had greater bracha, and therefore you potentially cause us a loss, and therefore you're not entitled to $200. And in Taisis, that this is not an idea in Ruchnius, but this is an idea in Metzias, that Pirush Rabbeinu Chananel, Nel Le'echel, Nel Le'meya, and if all the brothers are living in one house, then certainly the expenses are less, as if you have light in the house, and certainly the entire family will benefit from that light, and you won't have to have multiple candles. But now that they moved out, then certainly there are much more expenses. Similarly, when you cook a pot of soup, then certainly if you're cooking for 5 or 6 people, there's no real difference. Yesh Mefarshim, the Mazel Beitrei Adif. The Gemara continues and asks that why is it that this brother that went to travel doesn't get any money? But we should make a cheshbin and we should figure out how much more it would have cost them to live if he'd be in the house, and he should at least get that amount. And the Gemara answers, Ein Chinami, that certainly he would get that amount, but it just means that he doesn't have a right to the full amount. And I in top Taisis that is, and L'chari, this question is not only on the Yesh Mefarshim, but also on the Rashbam. And Taisis asks, V'koshim in the Parach B'samach, Leis V'lufi B'ech Sabayis, V'chi Yedina Kame Habe, V'kame Nesbarach Habayis B'gloloi, V'Rabbi Yantam, Ein Chinami, Yechon Leida, Kame Yitzir B'shon Rishayna, V'kame Yitzir B'zu, that Ein Chinami, you could tell the difference between every year, and therefore you could see how much he caused the loss. V'ein L'ri, however, the Ri doesn't like this, Shere'in Kol HaShonim, Shavim Mazel Echad, as not every year has the same mazel, Ayin Shom. Gemara continues and quotes from the next part of the Mishnah, Chol v'nisrap v'nisrap mishalatzmai, and the Gemara states, Shalach Rav Mishmid Rabbeloi, that Rav sent from Eretz Yisrael, the name of Rabbeloi, the Lishonu al Shechol b'pshia, that the only time that we said the din, that he's nisrap mishalatzmai, is only if he became sick based on his own pshia, al be'oinis nisrap m'namtza, but if he became sick and it was an oinis, then he would be nisrap from the actual estate. And the Gemara asks, Hechidon b'pshia, what does it mean that he became sick because of pshia? Dr. Mark, Rav Chanina, Dr. Chanina, Chol b'dei shemayim, that any sickness or anything that occurs to a person, the damage to the person is b'dei shemayim, chutz b'tzinim pachim, aside for cold drafts, as the pasuk states in Mishlei, tzinim pachim b'derech ikei shem menashe yichak mehem, and therefore you see that even though it is a cold draft, it is possible to protect yourself, as Rashbam states that the reason why the Gemara used lashon tzinim pachim lishon akra, that we use the lashon of the pasuk in Mishlei, tzinim pachim b'derech ikei hatzina b'akar pach u'mekish b'derech ikei, that a cold draft is a stumbling block in front of a person, kibiyode adav tolig lishon menatzina, as a person can protect himself from the cold by wearing a coat and dressing properly or staying indoors. V'yesh mefarshim tzinim pachim kar v'chaim, that the lashon tzinim pachim is not referring to a cold draft, but the lashon tzinim is referring to kar and the lashon pachim is referring to heat. Ayin taste deu maschal kol b'dei shemayim chutz mitzinim pachim pirish ariyah v'gan v'abayim al adam, if a lion or rabba comes to a person, hakol nigzu b'dei shemayim av tzinim pachim mizeli nigzu lov as yoch l'shamroi av avadai im reitz la'abed atzmai b'esha b'nar yoch la'abed atzmai. But certainly if a person wants to kill himself by going through a fire or into a river, certainly you can't say that that was a gzira on him, as a person certainly has bechira, afal pish le'nigza klum, le'idomi l'hoda om ha'kol b'dei shemayim chutz mi yishmayim. And even though we have another member that states ha'kol b'dei shemayim chutz mi yishmayim, the hosamayim v'midah shel adam, as that is speaking about the midah of a person, ma'yia, giboy cholosh, osha ani, orich le'kotzo, chochamay tipish, k'nisa b'din de perakol yad, aval hochamayim b'muris ha'boyis al adam. And over here we're not talking about the midah of a person, and we're talking about things that happened to a person, ayin shum, and ayin the next tesis, diba maschol, chutz mitzinun pachim, where tesis bothered that the Gemara Masechtas Bava Metzia states that the pasuk states v'heitzu Hashem imcha kol choyli zutzina, and it seems that Kadosh Baruch Hu can't protect a person from getting sick from cold. And Taisus explains pirushay sheyitul chadas lishma menatzina litul chab begelubayish etc. Ayn Yad Ramah points out lishma minodim ochel macholam royim osh yoshe b'chamo v'nischamim oy betzina v'nitzdanin haynu pshia avlam shomat bekuroy v'chala oy sheochel macholam royim el shleichala choyli habal idei oys macholos haynu ba'inis v'nepa bishal emtzah. His doctor bills will be paid from the estate. V'dafka kozman sheis b'malach la'emtzah. However, the Yad Ramah points out that the only time that a person could take his medical bills from the estate is only when he's doing a malacha, where he's splitting the benefits with the rest of the family, and he's splitting it with the estate. And Ayin Rashi Rebbe who points out that at the end of the Perek Yesh Neichlin we learned Ein Agdelim Mispansel Atanim V'Leik Tanim Nizeinu Agdelim, and it doesn't seem that you're able to take Mizeinus or any other expenses from the estate. And Rashba explains that that's only talking about a case where they were Meicha. However, if they are not Meicha, then certainly if they're quiet, then there's an implied Mechila. And as Rashba states, V'Chol Ma Shamanu Shehin Nizeinu Mispansel Ne'emza Haini Mila B'Shin Nizeinu Mispansel Derech Shtika De Mistama Shut From Hein U'Machli Adadi Al B'Shin Michu Michu V'Afilu Nisrapu B'Litl Ne'emza Yechil Hein Leimloi B'Ova Chalikim Manu Misrapu Mishal Atzboi V'Afilu Chalo Bo'inis Ayin Shom. Before we continue with the new Mishnah, let's just explain the concept of Shushpinius. We know that there were two people that were friends, and let's call them Reuven and David, and Reuven goes and participates in the chasna of David, and he brings him a gift, then that creates a responsibility and a chiev for David to reciprocate, and not only to join in Reuven's chasna when he gets married, but also to deliver a gift to Reuven. However, the amount of the gift could either be lower or higher, and the pashas of our Mishnah will be discussing a case where Reuven's friend David got married, and Reuven sent one of his children to attend David's chasna, and not only be mesamech with David, but also to bring gifts to David that Reuven paid for, and therefore, at a later point, when this son of Reuven gets married, David will have to reciprocate, not only participate in the chasna, but also send gifts to Reuven's son. And the Mishnah will discuss a scenario where at that point Reuven already died, and now that David delivered these gifts, the question is, who has a right to these gifts? Does the son that went to David's chasna have the exclusive right to this gift? Or do we say that since Lemaisa Reuven paid for the gift, therefore it's as if Reuven was entitled to this gift, and therefore it should be the property of the estate, and it should be shared evenly between all the brothers. And the Mishnah begins, Achin she'asu mitzasun sheshpinius b'chayav. If there were brothers who were the sons of Reuven, Reuven sent some of them to David's chasna, or as the Rashbam points out, that Reuven sent one of them to David's chasna, then that son got married after Reuven died, and David came to the chasna, and he sent gifts to the chasna. So the Mishnah now teaches us, chazu sheshpinius, chazu l'emtza, that any money, any gifts that David brings to the chasna will be shared evenly with the estate and with all the brothers, Shashpinius Nigbus Bebezin, as this is considered a loan and a schaivus that David has to Reuven. Therefore, when David repays his loan and this schaivus, then all the brothers will share evenly in that amount of money. The Mishnah continues, Abel Shalech Chaver Kadi Yayim Vekadi Shemen, a Nigbus Bebezin, Mepleshing Milus Chasadim. However, if Reuven just sends a gift to his friend David, and as Rashbam states, Beloy Chuppah, and either it wasn't at the time of his chasna, Inami Bechupasai, Veina Hilich Lechel Shem Lismeichim Mai Bechupasai, but it doesn't have a din of Shashpinus because he didn't go and partake in the Suda and the Simcha. Therefore, in Zederach Shashpinus, El Matana Ba'alma Vegmilis Chesed, Veina Nigbus Bebezin. Therefore, this is not considered a chayiv. Reuven can never demand that David repay this favor. Similarly, if Reuven's son would get married at a later point, then Reuven can't demand that David should now send Kadi Yayin Vekadi Shemen to his wedding. Therefore, if Reuven died, David sent Kadi Yayin Vekadi Shemen to the chasna of Reuven's son, then it won't be shared by the estate, and this son of Reuven would keep this money, as it would be considered a gift directly to the son and not to the estate. Now, in the first Rashbam in the Mishnah, who explained that the Lashon Shishpinis comes from the Lashon of Targum in Shmuel Bey's Perek Tazvav, the Pasuk tells us, Vayavi Chushai Reyer David Ha'ir, Vav Shalom Yavi Yushlayim, the Targum of Reyer David, the Shishpinu de David, Ayin Shom. The Gemara now begins and asks a stira from a Braisa on a Mishnah, as a Mishnah stated, that Chazur Shishpinis Chazur L'emtza. The Gemara is for a mini Aliyas Yostir from a Brisa, as the Brisa teaches Shalach Loi Avav Shishpinis Kishi Chayzeres Loi, that when the Shishpinis comes back, David participates in Reuven's son's wedding and he brings gifts, then those gifts go to Reuven's son. They are not shared with the estate, which is of course not like a Mishnah. And the Brisa continues Nishtach Loi Avav Shishpinis, that let's say when Reuven was still alive, David sent gifts to Reuven either when Reuven got married or when one of Reuven's children got married, Kishi Chayzeres Ben Emtza. So then, even if Reuven died, then David gets married, then the estate has to pay for gifts to send to David. As Lemaisa, this was considered a chayiv that was mutal al Reuven, and as Rashbam brings down, as mitzvah leisayim lefreya chayiv savien, the Gemara will now bring down three terutzim, and the first terutz is Amr Rab Asi Amr Rabbi Echran. Rab Asi says the name of his Rebbe Rabbi Echran, ki tnan nam masisin nishtachal obitnan, that in chenami, when the Mishnah states that the Shishpinis will come from the estate, it's not talking about a case where David sent gifts back to Reuven's son, but it's talking about a case where Reuven actually sent Shishpinus to David, and then Reuven died. And as the Brisa just taught us, that when David gets married, then his estate would have to send gifts, and it would come from the estate. And as the Brisa taught us, Nishtach la'avu Shishpinus kishi chazeres chazeres ben emtza. But in the Chanami, l'fi Rabbi Echran, in the scenario where while Reuven was alive, he sent one of his children to go bring Shishpinis to David, then even if Reuven died and that child gets married and David sent gifts back, then certainly that would belong to that child and not to the estate. And as Rashbam points out, the kivin the shalach aval yad zeh ben chafitzu shaloi levada yachzir shishpinis v'loi l'shabonav, and therefore we see that that was actually the intent of Reuven, that he wanted any gifts to go directly to the son, not to the estate. And Rashbam is bothered that certainly this man Amah must hold that's considered a chayv of the estate, and therefore the chayv, why shouldn't it go to the estate? And the teretz is that the father was megal das, that he specifically wants his gift to go to the son and not to the entire estate. Before we continue with the Gemara, let's point out that the Fri Rabbi Eichron, it doesn't seem that this is actually the case of the Mishnah, as the Mishnah stated, Achin she'asa miktsasin shishpinis b'chayav chazur shishpinis chazur le'emtza, and therefore it's mashma that it's talking about a case where Reuven's family is receiving money, and it's not talking about Reuven's family that's paying money. The Gemara itself is bothered by these questions, and the Gemara will go through the Lashon of the Mishnah, and as the Gemara states, v'achin she'asa miktsasin shishpinis k'tani, and it's mashma that some or one of these brothers went to David while Reuven was alive, and it's not mashma that David came to them. And the Gemara answers, Tani l'miksasan, that in a chanami, according to his Teretz Rabbi Eichron, we have to change this word of the Mishnah, and it's as if the Mishnah stated, ha'achin she'asu l'miksasan sheshpinis b'chayav, and the Gemara continues and asks, v'chazu sheshpinis k'tani, and it's mashma that the sheshpinis is coming to them, and not that they're paying sheshpinis to David. And the Gemara once again answers, ha'chi k'ama, chazu v'ligvais digvis me'emtza, that if David comes to collect, then he will collect from the entire estate, and not specifically from that son. And the Gemara now continues with the second teretz, as although Rabbi Asi just brought a teretz in the name of his Rabbi Eichron, however the Gemara states of Asi di Deyomar, loy kasha kam bistam kam bimfarish, in the Chinami, the Mishnah and the Braisa are both talking about a similar scenario. While Reuven was alive, David got married, and Reuven sent a brother to David to bring gifts. And although in our Mishnah we paskin chazul sheshpinis chazul emtza, and the Braisa we paskin kishi chayzeres chayzeres loy, there is no stira, as our Mishnah is talking about a scenario. Reuven sent one of his sons to bring the gifts to David, but he didn't specify that when David returns the favor, reciprocates, that he should reciprocate for this son's chasna. Therefore, when this son gets married after Reuven dies and David reciprocates, then that money will belong to the entire estate. However, the Bryce is talking about a scenario where when Reuven sent this son, actually specified to David that when you reciprocate, you'll reciprocate to this specific son, and therefore, when this son gets married after Reuven died, then certainly if David reciprocates and sends gift to this chasna, this son will exclusively receive all the gifts, and he won't have to split it and divide it with the entire estate and with the rest of his brothers. And the Gemara continues, the Rabbi Asi brings a raya to his pshat, kidetanya, from a braisa, as a braisa teacher, sholoch loy ov sheshpinis kishichayzeres chayzeres loy, that if the father sent this specific son, as the braisa states, sholoch loy aviv, then kishichayzeres chayzeres loy, the gift will go directly to the son and will not be shared with the estate. However, sholoch ov sheshpinis stam kishichayzeres chayzeres loemtza, which is exactly the way that Rabbi Asi explained the Mishnah and the Braisa, in order that there shouldn't be a stira. Finally, the Gemara brings a third teretz, Ushmul Amah, and Shmuel explains that in a chenami, the Braisa is correct. When the father originally sent one specific son to bring Sheshpinis to David, and then David returned the favor after Reuven died, then certainly that gift would go directly to that son. And if so, then certainly we have a stira in our Mishnah, as our Mishnah stated, Achen she'asta miktsasin Sheshpinis b'chayav, chazul Sheshpinis, chazul emtza, and zokt Shmuel, hacha b'yavim askinan she'inu netu b'reikiv mechzik, that our Mishnah is talking about a very specific scenario. Reuven sent Chanoich to go and bring these gifts to David, and then Reuven died, and meanwhile Chanoich gets married, as the Gemara will explain on Daf Kuf Mem Heyom and Aleph, that David actually came to the Chasna and was Mesameach with Chanoich. David followed the standard minig, which was that they wouldn't give the actual gifts until after the Chasna, and prior to David giving the gifts to Chanoich, Chanoich dies, and he died without children, and Chanoich's brother Faloi actually did Yibum with Chanoich's wife. Generally, there's a din that the brother that does Yibum to someone's wife receives his entire Yerusha and yashins his estate. And as the Pasuk in Pashki says, it states, however, Lamaisa, the Gemara explains that since the Pasuk states, Vahaya Bechar, it refers to the Yavam as a Bechar, the din is that a Bechar is not Neutel Bereikah B'Mochzik, and therefore the Yavam is also not Neutel Bereikah B'Mochzik. Therefore, although the Braisa taught us that Chanoich should have received the entire gift from David, however, the Mishnah teaches us that since Faloi is a Yavam, so the Yavam does not receive this gift, and this is the only a Chayiv, the Yavam is not Neutel Bereikah B'Mochzik, therefore all of Chanoich's brothers split the Yerusha and split this gift from David evenly. And before we continue, let's point out that at this point in the Gemara understands that Chanoich actually never had a chuppah, and and only was Mekadesh this woman, and then followed the Yibum. Therefore, David never attended the Chasen of Chanoich, and therefore the Gemara asks, Mechlal the Yitzchak Meshalim, that's Mashmah from the Teretz of Shmuel, that for some reason David is Mechuyiv to pay for the amount of money that he would have given as a gift to Chanoich, and he has to give it to the estate of Chanoich. But the Gemara asks, Neima Tzuli Shishpini Ve'esmachimai, that let David say that if you give me my Shishpini and you give me Chanoich and I could come to his Chasen, then I'll pay Chanoich and I'll pay the estate. But Lemaisa, since he died before the Chuppah, so I shouldn't have to pay for this gift and I shouldn't have to give it to the estate. And Miloy Tanya, I'll bring a riot. It is a valid Taino. We learned in the Brisa that in a case where Reuben was Mekadesh Rachel and then Rachel died before the Chuppah, so the din is Makim Shnogel Hachzik Kedushin Machzirin, that in a place where the Minig is to return the Kedushin, then since Rachel never got married and didn't go to Chuppah, so Reuben would be entitled to receive the money they gave for Kedushin back. However, Makim Shnogel Shaloy Lachzik in Machzirin, in a place where the Minig is not to return the money of Kedushin, then you don't return it. The Amr Rabbi Yisrael Abba Amr Malkva Amr Shmuel, Rabbi Yisrael Abba stated the name Malkva and the name of Shmuel, Loishan al Shemesahi, that this Brisa was only discussing a case where Rachel died, Aval Meshu Emachzirin, but certainly in a case where Reuven died, then certainly Rachel doesn't have to return the money to Reuven's estate. And my timeline was the reason, as Shmuel himself explains, Yechayli Shetayma, as she could say it, and we continue on Avkuf Memheim and Aleph, Thunuli Baili Vesmechimai, that give me my husband, and I'm ready to go to the Chuppah and get married to him and rejoice with him, and therefore, how is it proper that you should now take back the Bayis Kedushin if Lemaisa, I didn't do anything wrong, and there's no reason why I shouldn't retain the money for Kedushin? Therefore, Hachinami, Neima Tnuli Shishmini of Esbechimai, in our case as well, if David didn't go to Chanech Chasna, then why is he responsible to pay his Shishpinas? If David should also be able to claim that since Chanech died, and I didn't do anything wrong, and I wasn't able to rejoice at his Chasna, so I shouldn't be responsible to pay any Shishpinas? The Gemara answers, as we explain when we learned the Gemara, that Amr Rabbeisiv explained that when Shmuel explained the Mishnah, Hachar Me'eskinon, the Mishnah was talking about a scenario, Kegoyin Shesamachimoy, Zayin Me'e Mishnah, Bolei Hispik L'Periyat Shemes, in the Chanami, the Mishnah is talking about a scenario where David attended Chanoich Chasna, and he rejoiced with him, and David just didn't give the gift to Chanoich, and then Chanoich died. So the Mishnah teaches us that when David gives his gift, it will be given to Chanoich's family, and not just to the Yavam, as Rashbam states, Derech Shishpinis, Oichli Boi, V'achimi V'adoyin. This was the standard minig that they would first go to the chasna and rejoice with the chasin, and only afterwards give a gift, ayin sham. And let's see the tesis on the bottom of Daf Kuf Mem Dalam Beis that discusses the second case of the brisa of Achan she'asal mixas shishpinis, and tesis is bothered if only some of the brothers received gifts from David, so why should it be that the entire state is chayiv to pay those gifts when David gets married? And zok tesis shkachoy minig sha'av hoya isa chuppa l'bnoi hoya shishpinim mevim teiranis l'kavod ha'chuppa v'naisal l'bnoi v'al av hoya l'proyok sh'yinaisim gam heim noshim. As this was a debt of the estate, Ayin Sham. Finally, we discussed the case of a Shalech Lechaver, Kadi Yayim, Kadi Shemen, and we stated in Nigvim Bezin, Ayin Nurdva, who is Cholik on Rashbam, and he states, Pirish, Bafilu Sholchom, Bimea Mishta, and even if he sent this during the Chasna, Baholach Sham Liyah Shushpin, and he even attended the Chasna, the Choshu Dovah Meichel Mashka, Doyim Baalmu, Shalom Las Lachsa, Vichem Pirish Rambam, Ayin Sham, and we will stop over here.